a lot. It's good to be back in Canada. I got back from a touring in Europe. I kicked it off in Scotland. We had some Scottish people. A little bit of exaggerators of Scotland. We cloned sheep. Sure you did. This sheep looks just like this sheep. Trying to find a sheep that doesn't look like another sheep. They sell that to the World Science Council. Oh, God, it's Scotland again. Well, you've cloned sheep. Oh, I bet you have. How's that monster in the lake coming? I got to go to Sweden, which is kind of cool as well. I love the Swedish. They all do sit on the IKEA furniture. But I rip off the IKEA store there. Let's see. I go to your store. I pay you money. I take it home and I build it myself. I got a new store. You go, you buy a box. It's just an axe and a map to a tree. I went up to Denmark. Oh my God, could these people be any better looking? They knew I was a tourist. One of my favorite cities in Canada, Vancouver, except it rains every day. After living there a year, even Noah would say, "Look, enough." It's also the only town in Canada that has no prostitution legislation. Every street corner is like four or five hookers. But the most pathetic things you ever saw, too, they're standing there all drink. Hair plastered the head, mascara's running. Not with Alice Cooper, I don't know. I'm afraid of dying myself. I think the worst way to die got to be dying by alcohol poisoning. Just wake up dead. With the worst hangover ever. Then you got to walk toward the bright light. Lifeless. I'm not gay myself, but sometimes I wish I was. Because I think it would be easier to get dates. Because guys, you always chase women. There's always a big hunt chasing. But if you're a gay man, you're hunting other guys. How hard could that be? They think like God. We're out of here. We're very homophobic as a society. That's sad to prove. I think, in general, men are worse on this issue than women. Women are more mature. You can hug your best friend, you can give her a kiss, you don't think anything is wrong. Guys are not so mature. You're alone in an elevator, you're dying, and the guy gets up. Oh, I hope he doesn't catch me looking at him. These are the same men. Men I've never met before in my whole life. I'm in a public washroom taking a little pee. Start right up beside me and go, "Hey, how's it going?" "How's it going? What do you mean, right now? Why is it a guy with Frank? Nice wiener you got there." I tested my little theory. I was on an elevator. A guy walked on. The doors closed. I whipped my wiener up. I didn't even blink. He went, "Hey, how's it going?" I love being married. You know, that was one of the coolest things being married, too. You know, I'm a real newlywed. You can tell I'm a newlywed because I still spin the ring. That's what I spot newlywed men. They spend the first couple of years just spinning the ring. Desperately trying to figure out the combinations. You learn so much stuff when you get married. I learned, and I thought I could dress myself. Every day. Tell my wife, "You're not going out in that, are you?" "Oh, no, this is my wear it to the door outfit." My wife has a really cool job. My wife works with children with special needs. Very politically correct job. One of my best friends in the world, Chad, had CP. And when you grow up with a friend who has a physical limitation, you soon realize the only real limitations in life are ones we place on ourselves and others. Now, I got to be honest. When Chad and I first started, like, "Oh, well, let me get that for you, buddy." It drove him nuts. But he didn't know how to say, "Look, I can handle a lot more than you're giving me credit for." So he plays in a wheelchair hockey league. He had me come out one week. You know, they're short a guy. So I go out and I see all these guys in wheelchairs with helmets. I go, "Oh, I better go easy on these guys." I get in the chair. They drop. They're knocking each other. Chairs, they had me trapped in the corner. They're slashing. I'm like, "Oh, God." I got mad. I started slashing back and I realized they've got no feeling in their legs. They're doing it on purpose. I got a breakaway on an open net. My old buddy Chad took his stick and stuck it in my spokes. I went face first into a wall. lump on my head and go, so that's why you guys wear helmets. You're not retarded. You're a bunch of pricks.